A reading from Leviticus, the 16th chapter, verses 15 through 19. Then he, Aaron, the high priest, shall kill the goat of the sin offering that is for the people, and bring its blood inside the veil, and do with its blood as he did with the blood of the bull, sprinkling it over the mercy seat and in front of the mercy seat. Thus he shall make atonement for the holy place because of the uncleannesses of the people of Israel and because of their transgressions, all their sins. And so he shall do for the tent of meeting, which dwells with them in the midst of their uncleannesses. No one may be in the tent of meeting from the time he enters to make atonement in the holy place until he comes out and has made atonement for himself and for his house and for all the assembly of Israel. Then he shall go out to the altar that is before the Lord and make atonement for it, and shall take some of the blood of the bull and some of the blood of the goat and put it on the horns of the altar all around. And he shall sprinkle some of the blood on it with his finger seven times, and cleanse it and consecrate it from the uncleannesses of the people of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Our reading today is part of the instructions for what the high priest is to do on the Day of Atonement. Yom Kippur is what that day is called in the Hebrew, the Day of Atonement. While there were sacrifices for sin going on every day at the tabernacle and later at the temple, there was one day of the year set aside for making a comprehensive, all-encompassing sacrifice for all the sins of all the people for the whole year. That was Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. On that day, and on no other day, the high priest, and only the high priest, would enter the most holy place, the Holy of Holies. He was the only one allowed in there, behind the veil, behind the curtain. And the high priest would take with him blood, and he would sprinkle that blood on the mercy seat, the lid, the cover of the Ark of the Covenant. That blood, sprinkled on the mercy seat, would cover, would atone for all the sins of all the people for that year. That was the arrangement that the Lord God provided for Old Testament Israel. This Day of Atonement speaks to us today. First, it tells us there was a lot of sin to cover. The tabernacle, and later the temple, was a bloody mess. It was like a combination slaughterhouse barbecue with all the blood and smoke going on in the courtyard on a daily basis. And on top of that, this extra super sacrifice happening on the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur. A lot of sin. And this by God's holy people. That should tell us something. We have a lot of sin that needs atoning. You and I sin much daily in thought, word, and deed, by the things we do wrong and by the good we fail to do. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. And we would be lost, toast, if that's all there was. But the Day of Atonement also tells us something else. It tells us that God wants to forgive our sins. And that's good news. The Lord God graciously provided a system of sacrifices so that the Israelites could have their sins covered, atoned for, forgiven. But the Old Testament sacrifices were, by their nature, only transitional, provisional, temporary. They pointed ahead to a sacrifice far greater. For the blood of bulls and goats cannot really cleanse us from our sins. But it does show that there must be a sacrifice. Somebody must die. Somebody must die in our place. For we are the ones who deserve to die. For without the shedding of blood, there is no forgiveness. This is where Jesus Christ comes in. He comes in as the once and for all atoning sacrifice. Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Christ comes in as our substitute, making the perfect and final sacrifice for sin on the altar of the cross. Christ rises from the dead and ascends into heaven as our own high priest, offering his shed blood on the heavenly mercy seat. Himself the victim and himself the priest, the blood of Jesus, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. Therefore, brothers and sisters, we have confidence to enter into God's presence with hearts washed clean by the blood of Christ. We have a high priest in heaven, Jesus Christ, always interceding for us. We have hope to hold on to when all else is looking bleak. The cleansing blood of Christ gives us this hope. Our robes have been washed white and made clean in the blood of the Lamb, and soon we will join the heavenly throng gathered around the throne. Not all the blood of beasts on Jewish altars slain could give the guilty conscience peace or wash away the stain. But Christ, the heavenly Lamb, takes all our sins away, a sacrifice of nobler name and richer blood than they. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.